Mountains, a curious kiddo. It's time for the Green Disc with Connor Mercer on 95BFM.
That's right, time for the Green Disc again. Connor Mercer spoke with Nick Beveridge of Forest and Bird, who is today at the Auckland Council offices, where a vote will be taking place on how to handle the spread of Cody dieback disease in the Waitakere Ranges. Connor started off by asking him how the disease is affecting the local Cody population.
Well, basically, yeah, it's a soil-borne organism, and it gets into the roots of kauri and basically cuts off the circulation so the tree dies, and it's very easily spread.
How long has this been an issue in the Waitakere Ranges?
I think it was first discovered about 2008.
And since then, what has been done to stop the spread?
Well, council has introduced, it's actually closed off some tracks and some areas. It's also introduced disinfectant bottles and stations on some of the tracks, but the disease has spread at an alarming rate.
What is the greatest contributor to the spreading of disease?
Well, it's pretty clear, actually. The council monitoring report shows that the most spread is associated with tracks where people go, so it seems to be people who are actually spreading disease more than anything else.
So you guys are calling for a complete closure of the park until this can be sorted out. What are the chances of the council actually producing the solution today?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, whether they make a decision today or they defer it. Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting debate.
What kind of other options are on the table, though?
Basically, the other options, well, apart from the do nothing, is basically close off some areas and upgrade them, rather than closing off the whole thing and then opening it up gradually. So, that is another option, but it's probably not as effective as the rahui, which will basically just close all the areas off and open them as they are made safe.
So currently, this has predominantly been done through the Auckland Council. What kind
That's
of support
right.
from central government could we be looking for here?
Well, we hope that government will come to the party, because kauri is not just found in Auckland. It's Northland is the heartland of kauri, also in the Waikato, down to the Bay of Plenty. And, of course, it's also planted elsewhere around the country as an ornamental tree. So there's potential for it to spread throughout the country, and we think the government needs to take up that and run with it.
Kauri act as a keystone species in the ecosystem. What would the effect look like on wider ranges of species if this disease was to continue affecting the kauri population?
Well, yeah, there's quite a few plants that depend on kauri, and there's even a moss that's found only on kauri, the kauri leaf miner moss. And so if kauri goes, then a number of species will just disappear.
Kauri also play an important role in New Zealand's tourism industry. Do you see there
Absolutely.
Being a link between this disease and potential reasons why people may not travel to these sort of regions anymore?
Well, yes, it might be a little bit of a problem in the meantime, but if all the kauri die, there'll be no kauri to see for the tourists to see. So we've got to act now, and okay, it may not be good for tourism in the interim, but in the long term, it'll be better.
So I suppose the big question is, how urgent is it that a closure is entirely necessary? I mean, what are the numbers being affected, and what is the expiry rate for a kauri in a certain sense when the disease takes hold?
Oh, I think it depends on the tree and how much stress it's under. It can take years, but I've seen some trees that decline quite quickly.
So people are seeing, within a generation, kauri trees coming and going?
Oh, yes. I mean, you've got nearly 20% of the trees in the Waitakere Regional Park being affected. That, you know, that's a huge increase over a few years. And if something drastic isn't done now, then that could just continue until there are no kauri left.
What kind of support from the community has gone into helping with this so far that has led to council taking a vote on it today?
Oh, there's been huge support from various parts of the community, and of course particularly iwi, who have a particular relationship with kauri, and there's the King of the Forest. So we're part of that support, Forest and Bird, and there are lots of community organisations who are actually pushing for this. And I think overall people are very supportive.
If we were to see the closure of the park, realistically, how long would we expect to see it shut down for? Is it still too early to say?
We could see some parts of it opening fairly quickly as the tracks are upgraded. Some parts could take longer. So it's just a matter of how much money is available to put into it.
What kind of upgrades are we talking about specifically? We're talking about providing washing stations and upgrading the quality of the tracks?
That's right. Yep, perhaps boardwalking the tracks. Anyway, taking people's feet away from the roots is basically the aim.
So we're trying to prevent the movement of soil from one location to another.
Exactly, exactly. That's the main reason, means by which the disease is spread.
You've been listening to The Green Desk with Connor Mercer on 95 BFM.